like your kitchen, if it caught fire, well, maybe it wouldn't burn the rest of your house, or if your house burned, it was far enough away, maybe you could save the kitchen, you know, part of it, so.
Yeah,
there was good reason for it.
That was motive for that.
Right. And barns and sheds and everything for the storage of grain. Of course, most best of the horses and mules out of the weather.
Where'd you keep your horses?
A
building or a place?
Yeah, usually. We always had like two cribs or rooms on each side down, maybe the front part of them, then with stalls on each side and with a loft, you know, above to store the hay and the fodder and those things. Or the cut corn or sorghum or those things that you'd put up for winter to feed them on, the peanuts and those things if ran out of space downstairs where the corn was placed. And
yeah.
Usually brought, of course you had to have a place to put your peas and peanuts and all those things because they were very important. Most best peanuts maybe and feeding out hogs at first, just starting them off, of course. Then finish them up with corn, feeding them to the cows. Of course.
You fed your hogs in?
Pens, you know, put them there. They were usually very near or maybe within the barn lot. And
the lot was fenced in.
A lot was fenced in, an area around the barn. And usually always had, you had to have a well there to water them. Or if I was far enough away from the house, we had a separate well, usually a dug well, and that was a chore real. You had to start drawing water in the afternoon to fill up some big troughs for all of them to, when they came in from the fields, you know, they'd bring them in at noon and at night and they'd keep those troughs filled.
Yes.
Of course, a lot of times they would have boxes made and it had the milk and the butter in them and run that water into it, you know. And
yeah, what was that place?
Then you'd pull the plug after it kind of began to get warm, let it go on into horse trough or to the cow troughs, and then draw some fresh, cool water to keep that butter, milk and those things cool and protected. It was in buckets, pails, jars, you know, so the water wouldn't get in to it, and butter and milk and those things, sweet milk, buttermilk, butter.
Yeah, what about milk that was thick, sour milk? Did you keep that around?
Well,
they set that in front of the fire.
Now, of course, it had to sour in a way, you know, for the butter to make the butter. In other words, it became a clabbering, and the cream rose to the top, and then of course it had to be churned, you know, and the butter taken from it, and then there was buttermilk,